Hello, everyone from the farms of Delaware. It's Dylan from Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything, and welcome back to another episode of the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Show. This is episode 10. We have hit double digits. I am so grateful to be part of your Wednesday night, Thursday morning, wherever you may be. We've got a great show planned for you guys. We've got a pulse of the community that we are going to get to a little later on. And I am joined by a very special duo today. I am joined by Dredger. I am joined by Pete. Now, Dredger is getting married in not 4, not 5, not 6, 3 days. This man is getting married in 3 days and said to me, Dylan, I wouldn't miss it for the world. And he will be on the show tonight. We love that guy. And Pete, King Pete, has not been on the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Show since episode 1, the last time we did this show in person. So we've got a great crew for you guys, Pete and Dredger. Of course, we've got a pulse of the community a little later on. And we've got another segment. It's Jump Festa season officially. You see that clock. We are less than a month and a half away from Jump Festa, which is absolutely absurd. And so me, Pete and Dredger are going to give our top 5 most likely Jump Festa outcomes. Some of them will be serious pertaining to Yu-Gi-Oh! Others will be pertaining to what may happen on the stream. But yes, me, Pete, and Dredge are going to give our top 5 most likely Jump Festa outcomes in a little bit. But before we get to that, there are a couple of things regarding our main topic that I want to talk about here that I was going to run on today, and then other things happened this morning, and you know, we'll get into it all. But it's kind of a weird thing if you're new to this channel or maybe new to this segment regarding like the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime, and it has to do with a little bit of like a conspiracy regarding the at Yu-Gi-Oh! Twitter account and the official Yu-Gi-Oh! YouTube account and the real oddities that are behind that account. And I've said it many times, man, at the end of the day, behavior is a language.
Behavior is a language.
And what I mean by that is if you ask someone, if you ask, you know, a friend to go to the movies and that friend says, yeah, I guess I'll go to the movies, but their shoulders are slumped. They don't really seem to be excited about it. They probably don't want to go to the movies, right? Behavior is a language at the end of the day. And the language that we have gotten from everybody, all funnels that are in charge of Yu-Gi-Oh! On the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime side is apathy at best. Just a team that doesn't seem to respect or care about the thousands, if not millions, of Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime fans that exist that constantly get ignored by all of these channels, or, you know, the DM pandering and acting like there's only ever been one Yu-Gi-Oh! Show, which, of course, we're going to get to in a little bit. But tying into this, I do want to actually talk about Rush Duel Links. I know these are kind of two things that are not necessarily connected, but it all kind of ties back to a core element of Yu-Gi-Oh! Being, in my opinion, in a very weird place, and Rush Duel Yu-Gi-Oh! Specifically being in a very weird place. Some of you guys probably know this man. It's Brad as HD. He's a man that I have been friends with for a very long time, haven't spoken to in years, but he's one of those friends, you can just DM him, and, you know, we'd pick up like old times. Used to play Smash Brothers with him until 7 o'clock in the morning, okay, back in 2018, 2019. He is a huge Duel Links content creator. And he tweeted this earlier today. Go Rush Fest announced, and Go Rush Fest, for those that don't know, has been announced for December 4th to December 15th. Go Rush Fest announced with no Rush unlock before it. Can't say I'm feeling overly positive given that it's not happened before and makes the speed up of Yuka slash Tiger weirder. If there's no Rush unlock after the festival, then Rush had 3 unlocks in 2025. 2 for 7s and 1 for Go Rush. What a shit show. Excuse my language. Brad does go on to talk a little bit more about it. And he says, Rush unlock after isn't impossible. Just gets a bit awkward with box releases, which would mean a character suitable to a deck build slash structure after. Which leads me to think maybe they'll do alt styles for 7s and call it a day. I'm going to say it right now. 2025 has been a really disappointing year for Rush Duel in Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links. We are going to get through the entire calendar year. The first full year that Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush World has been out for Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links with one Go Rush character unlockable, which was Monabu. And if you're wondering when that happened, February. We have not had a Go Rush character in 10 months. And Monabu is going to be, unless there's something that's never happened before, the only Go Rush character that comes to the game, which is crazy considering Go Rush World was just added at the end of 2024. Duel Links in general, of course, has had a strange year with obviously not having a new world per se, and Duel Links getting, I think, the least amount of characters ever included in the game. But man, I've got to tell you, behavior's a language. That's the core here of the monologue, and stuff like this really makes me concerned that they are already starting to abandon Rush in Duel Links a little bit. And I hope that's not the case. I really, really hope 2026 is a great year for Rush, but even Hikari, who's one of the bigger Rush Duel streamers on Twitch, she was in my chat earlier today. I talked to her a little bit about it, and she said 2025 has been a rough year for Rush Duel Links. So it's going to be three Rush Unlocks events, and as Brad himself said, what a shit show. Again, excuse my language, but Brad is not wrong there. But, you know, I want to talk about kind of the main storyline here. I mean, the conspiracies that have been flying all over the place. I'm sure many of you guys know this account, by the way. 200K followers. I think almost a million followers on YouTube, or a million subscribers. Excuse me, a lot of subscribers. This is the official Yu-Gi-Oh! Twitter account. And again, this is the English account. Now listen, I'm going to say something that I think a lot of people are going to roll their eyes at. I don't really mind the DM pandering. While it's not my favorite thing, I understand why it happens, right? Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters is the most popular Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime. It's the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime that most people, especially that aren't hardcore anime fans, resonate with. I'm fine with that. But my God, it's one thing to pander to your DM audience. It's another thing to only make content for that audience and act like your spinoff fans do not exist and do not matter. And some of the posts we get are really, really weird. But before we get into the posts, I did a little bit of research. And the research I did, Twitter has this great function where you can click this beautiful magnifying glass on someone's account, search up a word, and then go to latest and see how many times a person or an account has tweeted that word. So since the end of 2020, I did this for GX, I did this for 5Ds, I did this for Zexal, I did this for every show. For GX, 5Ds, and Zexal, each of those shows, do you want to know how many times the official Yu-Gi-Oh! English Twitter account has tweeted those words, GX5D Zexal, twice. Two times for each show since the end of 2020, which you can see on screen now. And by the way, it shouldn't even count. It shouldn't even count as twice, or it shouldn't even count as six times, because one of those for GX and 5Ds was the same tweet. It was promoting, I think that's the Jaden Yusei Nendroid. And it was the same tweet. So really only five unique tweets. I looked it up, by the way, for Arc 5, Vrains, and Sevens. Sevens actually had quite a bit. Sevens had five. Arc 5 has not been tweeted about since 2018. It is unbelievable that the official Yu-Gi-Oh! English Twitter account has not tweeted the name of one of your eight biggest shows since 2018. That is unbelievable. Vrains only twice. And then I was like, well, let me look up Go Rush. Let me look up Go Rush. So not only did I look up Go Rush, I looked up Yuhi, I looked up Yuamu, I looked up Udius. It almost seems unbelievable. It almost doesn't even seem real. But the official Yu-Gi-Oh! Twitter account has never once tweeted anything about Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush. A show that at the moment is going on. The English dub is going on. It's not like we're in that weird part where Go Rush is airing in Japan and the dub hasn't been announced. The dub has been going on for quite a while now, and the official Yu-Gi-Oh! Twitter account has not tweeted about it a single time, which is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, really, it's frankly insulting. And again, it goes back to the point where people are going to be like, oh, well, of course, you know, it's the most, you know, least watched Yu-Gi-Oh! Show. And I get that. I get that the Rush Yu-Gi-Oh! Shows are the least watched ones in terms of popularity. Like, that's just a fact. But for the official account to pretend like these shows and don't exist and that fans of these shows don't exist is really, really, really unbelievable. And, you know, then weird things happen. This was a tweet from yesterday. And again, a lot of these tweets feel like they're written in 2012, dude. When Kaiba steps up, every duel becomes legendary. Who's your favorite Kaiba moment? All right, the grammar there is not correct. You know, we've talked about it many times, right? Men with jobs. How many times have I talked about men with jobs, women with jobs, people with jobs? This is somebody's job to run this account. They make maybe one tweet a day, and like, there's such a glaring typo in this. It just reeks of not really caring. That's really what it reeks of. Again, it reeks of apathy, and it reeks of just not really giving a crap about anybody who enjoys the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime. And again, these are kind of the tweets you get, you know, who had the saddest backstory, only including DM characters. Remember, this is the Yu-Gi-Oh! Account for every show. This is not a Yu-Gi-Oh! DM account. When Kaiba has his mind on something, all right, whatever. Most underrated character in the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Series. You had to throw original in there. And it's funny because a lot of the replies, by the way, are people that are kind of fed up with it. That are like replying about spinoff stuff and are like, hey, you know, there's 7 other anime that exist. We know they're not as popular as Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters. Nobody's trying to claim that, but they exist. Hardcore fans of those series exist. And for the official account to pretend like they don't, again, it's incredibly, incredibly insulting. It's funny because I do want to point this out. This was a tweet from today. And a lot of people, including myself, thought that this was actually like an AI upscaled image. Because look at Taya's hand, right? With AI art, that's like a classic thing if the hands aren't correct. And I thought it may have been AI imaged. And then I looked on Crunchyroll and I remembered, yeah, Millennium World's animation. So that one I'll give him the pass on. Millennium World's animation is rough. You know. So that one, and I just wanted to address that because a lot of people, including myself when I first saw it, thought that there was something really off about that image. But, you know, Millennium World, it was a, it was just drawn that way. But you want to know the most egregious one? You want to know the most egregious post? And this happened 3 days ago. Perfect Machine King looked unstoppable until Kaiba said, not today. There is no way on earth that I need to tell anybody in this chat what is wrong with that post. Because anybody who has seen Yu-Gi-Oh! I don't care if you're a hardcore fan. I don't care if you're a very casual fan. You know that when Kaiba dueled Lecter in the Virtual World arc, Lecter was not perfect Machine King. If you take away the Noah duel, this is probably the most iconic duel from the entire Virtual World arc. Maybe the Gozaburra one. But this is certainly in the conversation. And one of the elements that made it so popular, I think, is because Jinzo is one of the most iconic DM era monsters. GX made a whole episode on him. GX made a whole episode on Jinzo. And you know what else is really weird? And you can fact check me on this. One of the only 2 YouTube posts that this account has made in the last 2 months was this one. It's like, yeah, we're only going to post once every, 2 months, but we're going to make sure it's a good one. You posted this one? The one that's factually incorrect? Top comment. Not the official account getting the data wrong. Rage bait avoided. Well, guess what? If it was rage bait, it worked on me because this is unacceptable. It is unacceptable for the official Yu-Gi-Oh! Accounts to be, again, DM pandering is one thing. DM pandering is one thing, but to ignore the spinoffs to such a ridiculous degree, to get grammatical errors incorrect on an official account, and to get just facts incorrect about the show that you are pandering for is absolutely ridiculous. And what's at the core of this monologue?
Behavior's a language.
Behavior's a language. This sort of behavior, what does it tell you? Everybody watching right now, you guys are smart. You're much smarter than you. If you don't think you're smarter than you think. I'll tell you that. Everybody watching right now knows that this means they don't care. They don't care. It's lazy. It's lazy. And the big conspiracy, by the way, is Is a bot running these accounts? Is an AI, is AI running these accounts? And I can't genuinely sit here and say, no, that's ridiculous. I really can't, because these posts are so asinine, especially over the last couple of days. And here's the thing that really hurts me, and I have a very unique perspective on this, because I've met, and I'm not even talking about the voice actors, I've met a lot of people over at that New York City Konami office, you know, the cross media. And I know those people care about this franchise. They are good, hardworking people. All of them that I've met are very kind, very passionate. I feel very confident that these accounts are not being run out of New York City. I don't know where they're being run. Maybe it's an AI. Maybe they're being run out of out of Japan. I don't know. But the people that I know in New York City, this would not be the work that you would get. And I firmly believe that, just based on the conversations I've had with the people over in that New York City office. So again, you know, we talk about it all the time, right? We talk about it all the time in this channel. How much do they care? How much do Konami of Japan care? How much do, does Shueisha care? How much do they care about the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime fans? And you see stuff like this.
Behavior is a language.
You can't come away when you see stuff like this on a daily basis thinking, oh, they care about us. They're appreciative of us. They're going to do right by us. I mean, you just can't. There's no way that can be the logical conclusion that comes out of it. Yu-Gi-Oh is in a weird place. Duel Links is at an all-time low and has been for a little bit. And we talk about the Rush abandonment there. Master Duel is at an all-time low player count. Duel Links, Yu-Gi-Oh is in a very, very weird place right now. The anime for the first time in 25 years non-existent. So I don't know what's going to come of it. Obviously, we got Jump Fest in 43 days, but man, I see stuff like this and it does not raise my confidence levels in any sort of way for anything good to come to us Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime fans. I'm sorry, something has to change. It, to me, it's just unacceptable. But I want to bring in the boys. I want to bring in... I got to get the Discord up here. There we go. I want to bring in Dredger and Pete. First of all, Dredger, big day coming up for you soon. And the fact that you're here, man, means the freaking world. Dredger, my man, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me. Glad I could be here.
Of course.
Excited to be here. And we had a fun little monologue we're going to discuss a little bit. So I'm excited.
Yeah, of course. Pete, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, dude. Happy to have you guys. Listen, it's the first time, Pete, you've been on in a long time. And, you know, you guys are not as ingrained. Obviously, I consider both of you, and I'm sure you both would consider yourself, pretty big Yu-Gi-Oh! Fans, but obviously not as ingrained, to the level that I am. So that's why I'm happy that you guys are on, because you're both fans. And maybe I'm overreacting here. Maybe you look at this and you say, this really isn't a big deal. I just think, again, given everything that's going on and then you see stuff like this, it's just ridiculous. But, maybe I'm overreacting. Pete, start with you. What are your thoughts on it? Because this is stuff that you probably had no idea was even happening. So this is fresh take from you.
Yeah, totally fresh. I had no idea. I don't really follow the accounts or kind of the day-to-day news. I usually get them from you and from the community over Discord. But to be honest, it is embarrassing. I agree with you on that fact, but it's not really that surprising.
Sure.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is not sure. The first kind of major popular anime or entertainment kind of product that has usually people running these official accounts. They're not really fans. They really don't know the nuances of the show or the movies or whatever it is that they are covering and that they are posting about. And the bad part you could look at is, man, you could have at least did a little kind of journalism 101, do a little bit of fact check. that shouldn't be too high above the bar there for the job that you're getting assumingly paid for. But the other stuff, it's not that surprising that there's not much of a care, that there's a pandering towards duel monsters. None of that is shocking. And who knows what is said from the higher-ups telling them, look, DM is what sells. This is what you have to keep pushing online. We got to get people to keep remembering this show and its iconic characters and moments and neglecting everything else because it just doesn't sell as well. It's just not there. And even if we love it and all the people watching love many of the sequels, some of us are hardcore fans. I'm a huge Vrains fan. It's just not the thing in the mainstream kind of populace that is pushed, and it's reflected in accounts like this. And then it's a glaring issue when you have someone have no oversight to check what is being posted and what is not being posted, and to not have Go Rush be posted one single time. That's abhorrent. Like that to me is insane, because it's like you're trying to pretend a show doesn't exist that is your eighth Yukio show. And it's just, you know, I don't think it's too far to say, I think it's just disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, you can't post one time about the show that is currently airing that got a third season because of the fandom and how much people loved it. And they were surprised by that, even the voice actors. And you can't put one post out, even if it is the English account. I just think it's pitiful.
Pete, we used to have a Minecraft server, and in that Minecraft server, I'm sure you remember this, was somebody who worked in that New York City office on the production side.
Yes.
It sounds so ridiculous that it's made up. It's really not.
It does.
But he's on the production side. I'm not going to reveal any names, but yeah. Very, very nice guy. He's been there since the beginning. I just do not believe this account is being run by that team, because that team, I just don't think they'd be making errors like this. I really don't.
No, I find that hard to believe. And it feels like someone you pulled off of Indeed or LinkedIn and were like, look, hey, you know, the economy's tough, man. You know, here's a remote job you could do for 20 hours a week from your house. We'll pay you per interaction that is listed on that account. And there's some kind of percentage they, you know, came to an agreement of in the background. That's what it feels like, and who is actually running the account. Not that team in New York, and not actual fans who know what they're talking about.
Yeah, well, definitely not fans. I mean, there's no way anybody who's a slight fan. But yeah, just who did Kaiba duel? Like, you could just look that up. That's such a perfect Machine King. It's so wrong that I think about that comment on the YouTube post. Maybe it actually was purposeful rage bait. Maybe it was. If it was rage bait, I would actually give them credit, because that's a much better look than getting it so straight up wrong. Dredge, I'll go to you, man. I mean, just what are your thoughts on it?
Oh, God, it's been a rough 2025 for Yu-Gi-Oh, to say it politely. I don't know, man. It's the English, you know, this is obviously the English Yu-Gi-Oh channel. This is not the Japanese Yu-Gi-Oh Twitter account, correct? Just want to confirm.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't shock me that they're it's really pushing DM, and we're not getting any mentions. It doesn't even surprise me they're not mentioning the Rush shows. Even with the Rush, think about the promotion for the Rush shows airing. No one knew.
True.
No one even knew Rush was coming out, right? And all of a sudden episodes are coming out. Remember, we heard about it. We're like, wait, Rush, it's out now? Like, thank God we know one of the VAs, and they were like, yeah, the show. It's like, oh, well, good to know. But the promotion clearly doesn't seem like it's being done by a competent team. And if this is the competent team in New York, boy am I scared. And again, I really don't think it is, but yeah, the perfect Machine King sent me. I actually had to. I don't know if you can see in your side view. I walked upstairs. I need a break. I couldn't believe they said perfect Machine King. That I'm like, are we? I know it's. Are we kidding? I know it's Jin. Like,
any casual fan would know it's Jinzo. I mean, give
Jinzo's
me a
such
break.
A popular card. Right. It was Jinzo was a meta card in the original because of its effect. Like.
Yeah.
Oh my. Yeah. That was rough. And just the promotion. You know, it's funny. I tried to guess when you asked the chat how many times that all those shows were mentioned, when it was like 5Ds GX, and it was, I guess, five. Like, oh my God, five's got to be close. And you said two. I go, wow, two times, just twice.
Yeah.
So yeah, clearly this Twitter account is, and then Dak pointed this out, and I'll give Dak some credit. Doesn't even have the blue check mark. We don't got a blue check on a Yu-Gi-Oh account.
Rage baiting for the love of the game. Yeah, I mean,
I know some people that are good out of it. Brian Weir,
Weir, dude.
Dylan,
would
Dylan
it even,
the Prado.
Would it even
great.
Shock you at this point if we learned that Weir was behind that account? I mean, that's my conspiracy.
Would it shock me? You know, it's crazy. There's a non-zero chance, and that's what's scary. It's like, there's still a chance.
It wouldn't shock me if he's behind that account. I'd strangle him the next time I see him, but it really wouldn't shock me if he was behind that account.
No, it really wouldn't. It's just the way this is being run, the pushing for DM and none of these other shows. and then the state of the Yu-Gi-Oh anime right now, not talking about it, just acting like yeah, it's right now is the norm when there's no Yu-Gi-Oh anime, there's no discussion of another Yu-Gi-Oh anime with dub or sub other than the Go Rush episodes airing, you know, for them to not say anything at all, it's just like, all right, well, I guess we as the fans are just taking a back seat, and you guys are going to do what you're going to do, whether it be smart business decision, dumb business decision, whatever they decide it is. So very frustrating. I did not know about any of this until you obviously spoke about it. So I kind of wish I didn't know, but now I know. So here we are. And yeah, that's it's just it's not been a good year.
No. And I always like keeping whoever's on with me on this show in the dark about what the monologue is going to be.
Yeah,
because then you get your pure raw reaction. I think that's just better for the people watching. I think it's better for you guys. I think it's better for the stream. But like something really stuck out at me when the two of you spoke, because the two of you see this stuff, I go over it, and you both said the same thing. At its core, I'm like not surprised that you're not surprised. And that tells me that even for you two that are on the more casual side, but I mean, you are fans of the franchise. This has again been the sort of behavior that we've seen from the upper echelon here for a long time, especially in 2025, making the decision to not tell fans what the next step is going to be for the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime, not keeping people in the loop. And I'm sure a lot of people in chat, again, I never have chat up during these, but I usually do go back and watch the live chat. I almost always do that the next day. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people in the chat that will say, yeah, I'm not, this doesn't surprise me. Like, whether you think it sucks or it doesn't really matter, I don't think anybody would see this and be like, wow, I'm shocked. The official Yu-Gi-Oh! Accounts. I'm floored by this. This is such weird, inconsistent behavior from the transparent communication they've had with their fans for so long now. I'm stunned by this. Nobody's stunned by this. I mean, come on. Nobody's stunned.
Yeah, unfortunately, they've almost, it's like Pavlov's dogs. They've trained us to be like, yeah, you're not going to get anything. I don't know why I keep thinking you're going to get something. You're not going to get it. So,
yeah. I mean, by the way, there's no way that, you can look at this and feel any more confident that a new show is getting announced in 43 days. I mean, you know, we'll obviously talk about that because we've got our top five most likely Jump Festa outcomes still to come, which I'm very excited about. You know, for me, actually, to be honest, for me, this doesn't really change anything because this has just always been the way. I think it's gotten worse. I think the fact that we're now like seeing the official account get information completely wrong, like about who Kaiba is dueling and posting it so confidently to then double post it on the YouTube page, I think is absolutely ridiculous. And that's a different sort of level. That's a different sort of level than just not promoting anything. That's a sort of incompetence that is like, you know, just, I don't want to use the word dangerous, but like, it's just bizarre. Yeah. It's really bizarre.
How bizarre.
Yeah, do we have any donations, any super chats we can go over, and then we'll get to Jump Festa.
I think there's one or two on your end, actually. I believe.
Let me take a look.
Let's see.
Yep, Dark Emperor J.
Casually eating ice cream.
I am eating ice cream.
By the way, Dylan, is that the regular size McFlurry from McDonald's?
It's the small McFlurry that Ivrea picked up before the show started.
A snipe call by Dredd.
Well, Dredd is a big McDonald's guy. Dude, I
Dill?
Yes.
Go, because I'll let you finish.
I needed a sweet treat, if you will, to get through this monologue. And to get through, dude, I love this franchise. I'm sure people will comment and say.
Yeah, it's true.
People will comment and say, this is kind of ridiculous to do a whole monologue. And it'll be a video tomorrow on it, of course. But, like, I mean, maybe it is. I don't really care if it's ridiculous, dude. Like, if something you love, you feel is fading into the night and the people that control it do not give a shit, excuse my language, because it does genuinely anger me. I'm going to do everything that I can, and I'm going to fight. You know, they tell you, fight, you know, like, come on, man.
So in your terms of fight, that means have a McFlurry for your monologue. Exactly. Just kidding, though. You are right. But real quick for you that don't know, just because now we've opened up your diet, what else have you eaten today, Dale? Just want it for the record.
I I had Honey Nut Cheerios for breakfast. No, I'm not struggling. I'm just thinking back to my morning. I had Honey Nut Cheerios.
You don't remember?
I do remember.
His memory is poor.
This guy's going. He's losing it.
May I keep going? I had Honey Nut Cheerios for breakfast. Then I went to Joseph A. Banks to pick up a nice rental.
I was there last week.
There we go, man. Right next door was a like specialty hot dog place. So I went in. I had a hot dog for lunch. Tried it. It was pretty good. And then for dinner, I had a salmon fillet.
Would you get? I want to know what you got on the hot dog.
I did not get
a plain hot dog. I got what's called the sauce. And I believe that entails chili, onion, mustard, and maybe some other things. It was
you know, you know what's great about you? It sounds good. The fear I have is I know my stomach. I would be in trouble eating that. But you have this stomach of steel.
I have a very good stomach.
You're sitting in an iron stomach.
I have an iron stomach. Yeah. Crazy story.
How did I cook the salmon, by the way? Oh, yeah, go.
The salmon. A crazy story about how it happened.
No, you. I call BS.
I cooked the salmon.
How'd you cook it?
So I pan seared it for a minute on each side, and then I put it on a tray, and I put it in the oven for 10 minutes. But before I did that, I put olive oil on the salmon fillet itself. I put some pepper, some garlic, and then I put it in the oven for 10 minutes on 400.
I don't know if I'm buying it.
That's what happened. You can ask Ivrea.
I mean, I do like what side. All right, Dill, this is another part. What side did you sear first?
I seared the dark, like black side first.
There was, you mean the skin side?
Not the pink side.
Okay. Yeah, we'll let him get it. I do think, you know, just you need a little more season on that fish, but I'll out. Well done. What any vegetables?
No vegetables.
So your diet today was the Honey Nut Cheerios, the hot dog with chili, mustard, onions, and a piece of salmon. How's about 6 ounces?
No, it was like 8 ounces.
And then the McFlurry.
And then a McFlurry. Yeah.
But honestly, there's just no vitamins. Not the worst day he's ever had.
Not the worst, but there's just no like valuable vitamins and nutrients in that diet. Like it's just and in his defense, it's not bad. Dak was probably 10 times worse.
I've given up vegetables until we get a new Yu-Gi-Oh series. And that was painful for me because I know I'm going to suffer long term. I'm not happy about that, but that's a decision I've made for the cause. How about that?
Just go to Dark Emperor's. I could be here for an hour talking about nutrition and health. We don't need to do this. You don't want to do it.
The 30-day sushi challenge. We got to do that one day, Dredge.
Yeah, the one where you would die.
Calm down. We can do it.
Well, you just have to avoid the mercury poisoning. Dark Emperor J, thank you for the $2 donation. Random question. Let's say you owned the Star Wars IP. What would you do with it? So I don't actually have – this is going to be kind of a crazy – this might be a cop-out. I don't really have any creative thoughts or interest in Star Wars. I do enjoy Star Wars. God. I would probably – sell it to a company that I felt was going to do a good job with it.
Disney.
And then just enjoy the money.
Wow, I'm dead.
Dude, I don't have the creative like desire for that movie, but I do love the stories that come out of the universe.
I'll go first. I don't want to steal any of Pete's ideas. Pete is definitely more knowledgeable in Star Wars than I am. However, I'd love for them to do like a lore story, like the old Knights of the Republic, like the origins of Jedis and Sith. I think a show or a long show, not this quick, like three movies that they rush. I want to know everything, details. I think that would be, as someone who loves Star Wars and how it's gotten to where it is, I would love to know the actual, because I haven't read the comics or the book, so I'd love to get more of the origins of that, but I'll let Pete go further on that for sure.
Yeah, my mind, I think it's a good one, Dredge. My mind did first go to like Old Republic stuff, the Sith Empire. Mm-hmm. But if I was doing something different, I would kind of that time that they're doing after Return of the Jedi, where they're doing the Mandalorian. I don't want to see that stuff. I want to see after that time, but I want to see Leia and Han and Luke Skywalker. And I want to see a little bit of the like pull from Legends. Let's get the Yuuzhan Vong threat in here.
Okay,
that's what I want to see. I want to see these creatures come from another area of space. They're resistant to the Force. How does Luke and his new budding Jedi temple overcome that? I think recreating a lot of those Dark Horse comics I think that'd be a lot of fun. I'd probably start somewhere in that range.
I like that because you really don't, like, you know, as in New Hope, you meet Luke and he starts, you don't see Luke at that full capacity no. very much, you know, and it's something that we saw Anakin for a while at full, and it's like, holy crap, he's insane. Even Obi-Wan, like all these major Jedi, we don't get Luke. We get Luke right at the end when he finally is who he needs to be. And then, movie's over. We're going to jump how many years in the future, you know?
Yeah. So, and have him on a rock drinking milk. You know,
that's what I
waited all this time for.
I will say, though, the scene, again, and there's no spoilers. This has been out forever. The scene where he made himself, like, he used the Force to transport himself, and Kylo Ren's more than that scene, more than shooting the can, and then he brushed you. That was yeah. Again, no. It was cool for me. I love that. That was very fun.
Yeah. Yeah, even redoing the sequels would be a in a perfect world, because there's a lot of things I would rip apart.
Oh, those. Yeah, definitely. 100%. 100%. Yeah. I think we got one on our end, Dil.
Well, I have another one from Dark Emperor J real quick. It's actually a really it's a good one, because it's in tune with what we're talking about. Dark Emperor J, thank you so much for the donation. Speaking of the DM pandering, I was talking to a friend who brought up how pandering in the first installment of a genre happens quite a bit. An example they gave me is with Power Rangers and how they always pander to the first one. So, yeah, I will say this, yeah. Dark Emperor, and to everybody watching, and I even said this many times throughout my kind of ranty monologue, I am in no way arguing with the pandering to DM. In no way am I arguing that. And I even said at the very beginning, you can go back if you don't believe me, I said, I'm okay with it. I said, a lot of people are going to roll their eyes. I'm okay with it. What I think is, like, just the part that gets me is the complete lack, 0% promotion of any, really, of the other 7 spinoff shows. And the fact that now the official account on multiple cases is getting facts wrong about the show, who Kaiba dueled. So even the DM pandering, it's not just that. I even said I'm okay with it. I understand why it happens. But yeah, I mean, it definitely happens a lot. I mean, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is not immune to it. It certainly happens a lot with a lot of franchises. And I understand why it happens. And I think that's the reason why you see it, because those are always going to be the most popular. And I'm okay with that. I've accepted that. I'm understanding of it. But for getting straight up facts wrong, that to me is almost inexcusable. And two, come on, never tweet about the current Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime that's going on. Not a single time. If you want to spend 5 days of the week DM pandering and the other two on spinoffs, that'd be fine. But we don't even get that. We've gotten spinoff mentions. The average is probably one every like 9 months. And that to me is like just, that to me is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things that it's, I understand it. You know, I've always been a proponent of, I usually like the first of a lot of shows or first seasons.
It's top three. DM's top three like for me, Dre. I know you rank it highly too.
I understand.
Yeah.
So I get it. But when you don't promote any of your others, you know, in any, in a hundredth, a tenth, a 50th of what you do, it becomes frustrating for anyone else who enjoys the spin-offs, you know?
Yep. 100%.
I think you also get stuck in this area where a lot of times the core, in this case, you know, Yugi Boomers kind of section, you're watching the show at a very specific point of your life, right? So it is very nostalgic and is the thing that you attach yourself back to these happy, iconic moments, and you remember when that episode debuted and how you were feeling as a kid or a young teen. So it's harder as you get older just to connect with these later products, in this case, in Yu-Gi-Oh!'s case, these actual kind of spin-off shows. And I think the company, obviously in Konami, they're not stupid. They run a gazillion metrics. They recognize that, and that's why they're going to keep pandering to that side, because their core audience, or at least their loudest part of the audience, is always going to shout about dual monsters. And until you can prove it with the limited things they give you, with your time in terms of views or your money in terms of the very limited products and spinoff shows, they're never going to shift their direction that way until something's done for their back pocket, until they're making more money from it.
Fully agree with you, man. But it also makes you think, if they are going to explore another Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime, I've said it many times, something related to the original series, a DM reboot in some capacity, that is, if you want to get the most eyes possible on your product, that's the way to do it. And I think it's more and more likely, again, not that it's on the top of my wish list, but it's more and more likely that we are going to see something along those lines, if we get anything, honestly. You know, but yeah, if we have one more, we'll do one more, and then we'll jump into Jump Festa, man. It's Jump Festa season officially. When November comes around, it's Jump Festa time.
It is. We do have one more. We have $5 from Electric Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Who do y'all think would win in a duel between Alexis Rhodes and Luna? Luna is from
5D's twin, girl twin.
5D's, right? Yeah. Luna.
Yeah, I don't think Alexis.
Yeah, I Alexis Rhodes has never shown me she can win a big duel ever.
Yeah, I know, but
I don't think I can pick Alexis Rhodes.
Dill, I want you to remember something.
Sure.
There was a question like this a couple weeks ago.
I remember. Do you remember who it was?
It was Luca versus someone else. Do you remember?
It was Leo versus...
Leo, I apologize. Yeah, Leo. The other twin.
No, you're fine. It was Leo versus...
I don't remember exactly. Oh, Kevin, if you remember who you did, I'd love for you to...
I just remember you picked Leo. I did not pick Leo.
Yes, but your reasoning...
No, wait. I picked Leo.
No, I don't think you did.
Yeah, no, I picked Leo. But you know what?
You did.
But then I conceded because I was like, you know what?
Cyrus.
Yeah.
It was Show versus Leo.
Neither character is worth fighting over. Agreed. You know, it reached a point where I was like, what are we talking about?
Pick one in this scenario.
Sure, and I picked one, and I picked Leo, and I talked about it for a little bit. But I'm not going to get into a screaming match over it because I just don't feel passionate enough about it. They're both show below... Well, show it. Okay. I wish Nick T was here. You want to talk to a real show hater? Give Nick T a call.
I think Nick T was here.
I've known that.
Nick T was here for that. Nick T picked Leo.
Hate show. Yeah, hate show.
He does.
Kevin, great question. I would say that Alexis would win.
Wow. Okay. I'm not going to argue.
Don't feel good about it.
Yeah. I wouldn't feel good at all.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Okay. That's fair. I mean, it's your opinion. It's fine.
It's my opinion. By the way, neither are in the top 100 for me.
Yeah, they shouldn't be. I'm glad.
I don't know why they would be.
Is Quattro in the
yes.
top 100?
Yeah, I knew someone was going to bring a freaking Quattro.
He better be in the top 100.
Yes, Quattro's in the top 100, but he's not in the top 50, and he's not deep into the top 100.
He just didn't. You didn't watch the show, dude. You don't know what he did.
Oh God.
All right.
Oh geez.
Kevin, thank you so much for the super chat. I think, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Jump Festa. What do you guys think?
Oh Jesus. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's
do it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that don't know, every year. It's Christmas, by the way. Christmas time. It's my Christmas. I have two Christmases every year. One that usually I'm very happy during. I get to spend with loved ones. And another one where I also get to spend with loved ones, but it feels like a Konami rep breaks into my home, kicks me in the nuts, and leaves almost every year. And that Christmas, my friends, is called Jump Festa. It is one of the biggest events in Japan that takes place for Shonen Jump properties. And we do a stream. It's about a 7-8 hour stream every single year for Jump Festa. Every year, it is the most likely event where we will get a new Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime. And we are going to give our top five most likely Jump Festa outcomes pertaining to Yu-Gi-Oh! Now, some predictions might not. Some might pertain to the stream themselves. We'll see what happens. But ladies and gentlemen, let's get predicting. Dredger, top five most likely Jump Festa outcomes. What do you have, my friend, at number five?
Number five at Jump Festa 2026. I have the announcement of the production for the next Haikyuu movie.
Okay, so you steered away from Yu-Gi-Oh! Here. Yeah, you're a big Haikyuu fan, and you had to give Haikyuu a little bit of love there.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Haikyuu is now the reason this is number five on my list. I want to give it a little back to we did just get the most recent movie, and these movies tend to take 2 to 3 years, so it is a little lower on the list. I would love for them to discuss it a little bit. It's, I think there's plan for two movies. The next movie will finish out Haikyuu, which I'm very excited for. Haikyuu hasn't let me down as an anime, so I'm going to put them at number five here, hoping they give me a little excitement and announcement. I know we won't be watching that portion, but I myself will be very interested.
Hey, is that your favorite anime that's currently running?
No.
What is?
Wait. AOT is done.
Yeah, well, that's why I asked it that way.
Oh, it's actually because Solo Leveling is very good. Vinland Saga, I don't know. It's definitely top five, but it might be one. It's close. It's some days if I want to cry and feel nostalgic and feel like I can reach my dreams. Yes. Other days when I just want to watch the world burn. JJK, Solo Leveling, like that.
Can't wait for some JJK.
JJK February, bro. I'm super hyped.
Let's go.
Super hyped. But yeah, so Haikyuu announcement movie coming.
Okay, love it. I'm sure the Haikyuu fans watching love that pick. What's number four, Drudge?
Number four, we have the announcement. I like to start with that announcement. It makes it fun. Of Yu-Gi-Oh! Chronicles continuing in 2026.
Okay.
It just, again, and unfortunately, I know I don't think Dylan or Peele have this on their list personally. And that's fine because I understand why. We need more. We do need more, but because of this, you could presume I'm not very high on a Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime coming, unfortunately, at this Jump Fest. So I had to put something for Konami to keep us, you know, have a little string for us. We're gonna beg for the little treat. We're gonna move towards it. You know, we want to get it. So I would love to see more of the brand. That I know the brand is not going to be able to technically finish. By, I think it's November. I think we have the last one, right? November.
One more for Brandon. Yep.
One more. And it's not going to be, I would love for them to do more lore, extend this to being maybe 10. Maybe they're going to announce it's no longer a short, but it's going to be like I don't know what they're going to be, the short in an episode. It's like a storyline. It'll be like 10, 15 minutes. But that would be exciting to see more of Chronicles if it's done better and in conjunction, we get an actual Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime seasonal running, whatever it is. So.
Okay. Number three for you, Dredge.
Which was number three? I forget. Okay. Oh, yeah. Number three, I think, is pretty straightforward. We're going to get an announcement about what is going to happen with the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime. I do believe I put this above my beliefs of a Haikyuu movie and of the basically announcement. I think they have to say something.
So you don't think, Dredger, this is necessarily them announcing a new show. You think they're going to talk about the state of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime.
I do believe they're going to talk about the state and that they have plans. Now, again, could you group this into me thinking that there's a possibility? Yes. Do I personally, just giving you that now that you have that in front of you? No. But I do think they have to, they almost have to address it in some way. Say, hey, we know you haven't had anime this year. We're working on something. We're starting to figure out if we want to go with Rush, whatever they want to go with. But they need to address the elephant that is taking up the entire room. Because if you continue to just act like if this Jump as it comes and goes, we get new cards and, oh, here's a flashback of DM. Oh, and here's so-and-so just talking for 3 minutes about the... What's the point of having... What's the point of paying? Because I presume you have to pay to have a stage at Jump Fest. I presume you have to pay for that time, right? To promote. They need to make money off this. So if Jump Fest comes and goes, we get, like, absolutely nothing, I would be utterly, utterly shocked. It wouldn't even make sense to me.
Well, I would rather, and this kind of goes back to a lot of things, right? You'd rather know what the diagnosis is and then deal with it than not know and not feel good. So if you're telling me, hey, you're not getting another show for 10 years and they're going to keep you in the dark versus they're going to come out and tell you that, yeah, we're done with Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime, at least I'd give them a little bit of respect for that. I mean, I'd be heartbroken. It would really change the entire trajectory of my life. I mean, and I think that's what people maybe don't realize.
Oh, it's scary. Very scary. Yeah,
right. It just for me, it's...
You would have to get a job.
A job.
Sure. Yeah. No. Listen. It would. It would change things.
Hi, how am I? Direct your call.
Oh God. Yeah. No. I mean, listen, dude.
Operator.
It's operator. It's scary. But yeah. Hopefully we get something, dude. Number two, Dredge. What do you got?
Number two is very. It can go one of two ways. Dylan is either going to have a breakdown or a meltdown. Okay. Now let me explain this real quick.
Agreed.
The breakdown portion means they've announced something, He's on the floor. He's so happy. He can't be consoled. The excitement is exuberating him. Everyone is going crazy. His new place is shaking. The neighbors have called the cops. Like, everything is happening. Dylan doesn't even know how to process it. There's no words. He's just so thankful for what's just happened. And on the other side, meltdown. Jump Festa comes and goes. It's 3 a.m. our time. And Dylan's sitting at you, staring at that screen right now. Just staring. Looking for some semblance of hope. And when he doesn't have it, he is going to shred and rant like you've never seen him before. And I really hope it's the first one. But that being said, I do think that one of these two things is more likely than the three below it. Because no matter what happens, Jump Festa, it's not going to be this normal Jump Festa. This is a make it or break it Jump Festa. And in approximately 43 days, we're going to find out.
Can I be honest with you, Dredge?
Yeah, go for it.
There's no way this doesn't happen. I just know myself.
But no, it's... yeah, go.
No, there's no way this doesn't happen because if a new show gets announced, again, shirt's coming off. I'm doing a lap outside the block. There's a little bit of a hill next to the house that we're in. I'm jumping down that hill. The ground's going to be cold, but I'm going to be in so much excitement. I'm going to be in so much... enjoyment that if I break a rib, who cares, dude? Like, we got another Yu-Gi-Oh! We got Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime back. Yes, but if we get nothing, it's going to be I'm gonna be sad. I'm gonna be mad. I'm gonna be shocked. I'm gonna be dazed and confused and
a little dangerous.
I'm gonna be feeling a little dangerous. Yeah, listen,
What should scare you though? Yeah, but what should scare you though is I have something higher than this.
Yeah,
and I can guarantee
number one, baby.
Number one's gonna happen.
Okay, what guaranteed. Is number one?
All right, I'm ready.
Number one, I need to look at my phone. I remember this by heart because for every year that I've been there, this gentleman has always showed up late. Legendary Duels will be late to Jump Festa once again. Man knows what times it starts, proceeds to show up 2 hours late, and then leaves early every time without fail.
That is a good number one.
Doesn't RSVP on time. You gotta be kidding me, man. Show up on time.
Please tell me he's in the chat.
Prove me wrong.
Please tell me he's in the chat.
Please.
He is always late, and we always love when he comes by, but that is such an out-of-pocket number one.
Guaranteed lock.
He's locked. The odds on this are minus 10,000. It's worth putting 10 grand on it. It's worth it. It's free money.
Dude, that is so funny. I mean, I hope he's here. I don't have chat up, but he would crack up at that. I mean, really. I'm not even 100% sure he's coming this year, but
So he's going to be really late.
He's
then.
Like, "Oh, I don't know."
Oh,
now he's got to prove me wrong.
That was good, Dredge.
and for anyone saying this is JC slander, I've told him before and he knows this. He's always pretty late. He's always late.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it would love the guy's. I love the guy's great, but
he's great. Just,
his timeliness is not great.
That's all right. That's all right.
I love realistically 1 and 2 are locks. 3, 4, 5. We get a little, great time. Thank you, Pete. I appreciate it. I'm excited to hear yours, Pete. I'm very excited.
Yeah, Pete. All right. There's Dredger's top five. What do you got at number five, my friend?
Yeah.
Number five, ladies and gentlemen, that I have here for what's going to happen at Jump Festa. I'm going in with a little bit of optimism to kick this off.
We get
a new Yu-Gi-Oh! Show announced.
So
they're going to either announce the next coming show, we're going to get something where they're going to go, hey, it's going to be out at this blah, blah, blah time. I'm trying to keep the faith.
I need it.
Will come to Jump Festa.
Do
I have a ton of faith behind it? Would I put all my money behind it?
No, it's five. It's
no,
five.
But I'm trying to keep a little bit of a glimmer of hope going on for Jump Festa. That's why it comes in.
I love that
number five.
I love that, dude. That invigorated me. What is your number four?
Number four, I feel like for me, even though it's at four, is an absolute lock of what is going to happen at Jump Festa, and it could be done either in a celebration or ironically, like it was last year, and that will be the money gun will be used at Jump Festa. You will see that fake money go all over the screen, and whether it's on Dylan's head because we just had number five come true here on my list, or it is a Barrett Letty special. He comes back and is just spraying it all over the air, ironically, to kind of troll Dylan, rage bait him a little bit. That is an absolute lock. and I'm having it come in at number four.
I'm telling you this right now.
That's best luck.
I cannot. I don't know if my stomach, guts, heart will be able to take another letdown Jump Festa, and then Barrett Letty, you know, lurking behind me, spitting that money gun all over the place. I don't know if I can take it, dude. I don't know if I have it in me. We're going to find out. Hopefully not, but, you know, we're going to find out.
We'll see.
Oh, Jesus. Pete, what's number three, man?
Number three is something that has happened on every Jump Fest we have ever done, or even the one deal when you had COVID that you individually did.
Yeah.
And that is some random person that's never in the community will criticize the coverage that we were giving. You want to put that down?
Oh, that's
another lock.
That's a top lock.
Last year, we had some British guy come in, and I think he called us
American knobs.
American knobs are blabbering about their nonsense, their fantasy.
Yeah,
that. And it'll be someone we've never seen, and we won't see them again until possibly the next Jump Festa. And they'll criticize all the things we have to say about the show. I think that feels very odd.
That is 100% happening. I mean, so your three, your Dredgers 2 and Dredgers 1 are 100% happening. 100%. Great there, Pete. What's your number two?
Number two is I agree with you in this one. That's why it's so far up my list. I think new arcs for the Chronicles are going to be announced.
Makes sense.
I think they have poured a lot into this product. And I know you could say, it's, you know, 2.5 to 7 minute episodes. How much? I think really when you're developing a studio, as we've talked about, it is a lot of resources and finding the right people and getting the animation just right. And there's so much lore, so many different types of arcs they can have, that it's really endless if they want to do this correctly. And I could see Brandon coming back, or they go into something completely different that they haven't even announced yet. I don't think they're abandoning this project anytime soon. And I think they're going to announce some new arcs at Jump Festa.
Okay. You and Dredger sharing that one. Pete, what is your number one top prediction for the most likely Jump Festa outcome?
Now, this one pains me at number one, but I have to be realistic to what I actually believe.
Oh, no.
And I think, unfortunately, number one is nothing of note. I think there's going to be a situation where we really get it's a whole lot of hot air. Maybe there's a couple duels and they say, here's one new reprint card that we're setting up 6 months from now. But it's just a lot of filler time. Voice actors maybe come on or some random, very energetic hosts are constantly talking about things that they don't really know in depth. And that kind of wastes a majority of the time for Jump Festa. It would be the number one thing we don't want to have happen.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in this case, it's my number one thing that I am expecting.
Yeah. Dredge, what are your thoughts on Pete's top 10?
I love it. It's funny. I think it's 3, 4, and 5 are the most likely. But that being said, I think we match up with number 2 and my number 4. Great list. Love it. I love the ideas. And the beauty of making these lists, I have to remember to keep track of this list. So when Jump Fest comes, I can check our list. I'd love to check them out.
Yeah. Well, it'll be even better than if Legendary Duels does not see this particular segment, because then there's no extra motivation for him to get to the Jump Festa on time. Pete, great list. Dredge, great list. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for my top 5 most likely Jump Festa outcomes. And you know what? I've got to start us off, and I've got to mention it, because if I don't mention it, I think I'll get filleted by people. But Pete's number one is my number 5. I've been saying it. Listen, dude, I've been saying it. Like, yes, I'm an optimist. Yes, I really, really am hopeful and believe that something is going to happen. But I also am a pragmaticist. And there has been a complete lack of silence on the part of everybody associated with the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime that I really do think that it's a decent chance that we get nothing. But you know what? I'm putting it at number five because I don't even want to humor this being the number one outcome or a top outcome, okay? Number five, it's at the bottom for a reason. Number four, something that is more likely, in my opinion, than getting no Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime, Nick T will be plastered. So here's my thoughts. For sure. So here's my thoughts on it, right? In the past, we've seen a pretty drunk Nick T at the Jump Festa streams. Nick T does love his bottle, if you know what I mean. Now, Nick T, in the past, was able to drive home after Jump Festa because he lived local. That is not the case anymore. I do project that he will either be staying at my house or staying at maybe a hotel very local. He will certainly not be driving home that night. That is an invitation to him to wreck his liver. And I think that's going to happen the night of Jump Festa. Nick T will be plastered, and not plastered in like, you know, oh, Nick T's a little tipsy, he's feeling it. Plastered in a way where you will see him for the first 30 minutes and you will not see him again on stream. He will be out. That is my...
Be singing under a table.
He will be singing under a table. That's right. That is my number four.
Us Venmoing him money, you know.
Listen, good for him. All right. Number three. Man, they have really, really, really mistreated Yu-Gi-Oh! GX's 20th anniversary by doing a really crappy remaster job, a remaster that was, you know, animators like Kagami spoke out against when we got DM remaster. We knew it was going to be bad. Well, they were just buying time for the real celebration of 20 years.
Oh, no.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh,
GX
no.
will get a movie. We will get a Yu-Gi-Oh! GX movie. I think this is the only type of movie that we can realistically get at this point that's not DM. And listen, it's going to take place sometime after Bonds Beyond Time. I think Yugi and you know, well, Yugi and his friends might be in it as well. I think we are going to get a GX-based movie. And if the GX movie does well, that will start a trend, my friend, for all of the spinoffs getting movies. Things will turn around at this year's Jump Festa. Number two, Barrett Letty will fire the Muddy Guns.
There it is.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, I sadly have this on my list as well. I think this is very, very likely, regardless if we get something. Barrett Letty, I think, will be there. He will be firing the Muddy Guns. He did it in pure irony last year. I think that is going to happen again this year if we get nothing. But hopefully when Barrett Letty cocks one of those guns and puts his finger on the trigger and unloads those guns, and the stuff that flies out is going to be those ice cold dollar bills, it will be in celebration. And we, as a Yu-Gi-Oh! Community, will be in complete, complete hypothermia. Yeah. And we will be the most excited we have been since Jump Festa 3 years ago when Go Rush was announced. So that's my prediction for number two. Now, the most likely thing that is going to happen at Jump Festa.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, say it with me. Yu-Gi-Oh! 9. Yu-Gi-Oh! 9. Yu-Gi-Oh! 9. Yu-Gi-Oh! 9. I'm putting it out there, man. I'm putting my credibility on the line at this year's Jump Festa. 43 days. 21 hours, 36 minutes, 20 seconds. We will get a brand new weekly Yu-Gi-Oh! Card game anime. It has been a rough 2025. I think it's been the roughest year for any of us Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime fans. But waiting will bear the fruits of the tree. And the fruit of the tree will be that delicious, juicy, succulent, brand new Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime. Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 will be announced at this year's Jump Festa.
Oh, Jesus.
What do you boys think?
Little D is great.
Yeah, I mean, the list itself is good. I think the Nick D, Plaster 1, Barrett firing the guns, absolute locks.
Yeah, 2 and 4.
One and three, I think, are just wild. a new card game, a weekly anime at number one.
Yeah, the weekly part's what gets me.
I think
weekly,
brother. I think you're hardcore coping on that one. I think that and the GX movie is like a slim to none shot to have something weekly. I think that's kind of done.
So yeah. Your number five, Pete, you think it would be seasonal?
Yeah. For
okay.
Sure.
Okay. For sure. Okay. Dredge, what do you think of my list?
I mean, it's definitely an entertaining list. Again, I agree with Pete, 2 and 4 locks. I want to believe one of your 1 and 3 will happen.
Oh, could you imagine, dude? If one of my 1 and 3 are happening, we're going to take a swim in the lake. I mean, come on, dude.
Yuki Judai.
Oh, my God.
That's what I want to hear, man.
The only thing
that,
I know I'm in. I do have one issue with your list. You literally have, like, 1 and 5 are polar opposites.
Same for Pete.
Yu-Gi-Oh anime.
Same for Pete.
I flipped the thing.
Yeah, it's true. You both have that.
I mean, because I think, I think Dredge
is more realistic, though.
Well, let's not say that. I think that...
No, it is. It's the truth.
I think, Dredge, you can go into this Jump Festa feeling like, you know, there is a solid chance you're going to get something, but also there's a solid chance you might not, you know?
I think
it's similar when you go into, like, watching, like, a football game. And it's like, I think there's a chance this team will win, but there's also a chance they won't.
Not if you're watching the Jets.
Well, okay. Yeah, right. That's the thing, dude. You know, people say, oh, why are you so optimistic for Yu-Gi-Oh! 9? I think the Jets can be good every single season. Okay?
Does that make you optimistic or does that make you a fool?
Both.
Both.
Of course. I would never deny that.
Yeah.
I'm a fool for rooting for that team. And maybe we're going to look back at 2030, 2037, 2038, and we're going to look back on this. It'll be 13 years without a show, and we'll say, I was a fool all those years ago. And I really hope that's not the reality. I really hope it's not.
Hope not.
I really hope it's not. But, man, I'm willing it in. And come on, dude. Yeah, fun list, boys.
Good list.
Fun list, boys. Jump Fest. It's Jump Festa season, man. It's Jump Festa season. I just hear Barrett with that money guns. It's Jump Festa, baby.
I mean, come on. Between me, you, and CL, that was an iconic moment that you could use forever.
I can quote that. Me, you laughing silently, me putting my head over my hand over my head, CL saying, no. And then JC walking over and saying, I don't think this is the right time, man. I can quote.
Yeah, that's right.
I can quote that entire sequence.
You've watched that in your sleep, haven't you?
Of course. Of course. And this is not a coincidence. This is not a coincidence at all. Look at what has just happened. The good luck dog has made her way down the steps. She is still there. The good luck dog. She has made her way down the steps, hearing me yell, chant, scream, pray, cry about Yu-Gi-Oh 9. The good luck dog, man. She wants it. She wants it to happen, and it is going to happen. Please, please, man.
Do you want this dog to be sad? Please let it happen.
Please, Kodami. Don't make Liza sad. Do we have...
You got to start paying Liza.
I do have to start playing Liza. We have a quick pulse, right, where you guys said you're only bringing one to the table and one has a video clip.
We're only bringing one.
So one has a video clip. I'm very interested in that. So, and then, Pete, you said that there is a very, very long one that you're going to be reading.
Yeah, you want to do the video clip first?
Well, so do we have any supers or any donations? Let me look on the links.
I should have one on your end, and I do have a few on my end. It depends what you want.
Yeah, let's go through the donations, and then I think there's 5, and then we'll get to the pulse.
Yes, we do have a $20 donation from X-Slayer.
X-Slayer, thank you so much, my friend. By the way, X-Slayer posted a gym photo, and X-Slayer...
Oh, did he?
He's jacked.
I got to check him out. Where's Instagram?
I believe it was a story, so it's gone.
Oh, I missed it. I want to see what workout we're going to do together, me and him. I want to see.
You guys would kill it at the gym. I really do believe that.
It'd be a good time.
Yeah.
We do have
like
X.
The Hulk and the Abomination together.
Oh, that'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Thank you, X.
We do have X-Layer's top 5 Jump Festa prediction.
Okay.
We're going to start with number 5. I'm going to work my way back. It's going to take me some time. I'm going to work my way back. Number 5, he has nothing.
That's my same. That's the same number 5 for me.
Number 4, Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 announced, and it'd be a hybrid and seasonal.
Let's go, X-Slayer. Let's go. Putting X-Slayer's it over nothing.
Got it on the list.
Putting
that's
it over nothing.
Positive.
I love that, man. Thank you.
Yes. Number 3, Genesis format coming to the OCG.
That'd be big news, because that literally could plant the seed for like a Genesis anime. That has to happen for there to be any possibility of a Genesis format anime. So that would be pretty big news for the potential future of Yu-Gi-Oh! I would be pretty excited by that.
X-Slayers. Number two is Road for the Chronicles 2026 to adapt Visa Starfrost.
Wow. Okay. So I guess that's what X wants next. Here's the thing. We don't know what's happening in April to the Chronicles. We do know that the Charmers anime is going until March. So that's why I think there's a good chance. I didn't put it on my list, but I think there's a good chance that we will get the announcement of what's going to come in April. I think that's going to happen at Jump Festa, if it's going to continue, which it should.
And number one, the Overframe Rarity Revealed.
Yeah, I think there's a very, very, very good chance that that happens as well. I think the Overframe Rarity is going to be really, really cool. And why not reveal a brand new, very hyped rarity on the grandest stage of them all? Really good one there, X-Slayer. Yeah, really good one. I like those picks quite a bit. Appreciate you, man. Thank you for the very generous super, man. I really, really appreciate you. Helps out the channel tremendously. So thank you, X. I know X is going to be very excited for Jump Festa. And you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Kudos to X-Slayer for putting the likelihood of a Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 ahead of nothing. Love that.
Nothing.
Love that, man. That's a power move. Thank you, X.
I like that. We like that. We have two Canadian from Janeth Ernst.
Thank you, Janeth.
Number one, Barrett Letty trolls Dylan regardless.
Yeah. Well, that was my number two.
I mean, that checks out.
The only way it doesn't happen, I'm not 100% sure Barrett is coming.
That he's coming.
Yes. Yeah, that would be my thing. I don't know these.
He'll call you to troll you.
Yeah. Oh, that he will. He'll try to put himself on the stream. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
We have two Australian from Electric Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you.
What is your go-to order at Macca's? Now, I'm wondering if in Australia that's McDonald's.
I actually know for a fact that is. Yep.
It is.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Go-to order at Macca's. Well, Dill, you can go first considering you have a McFlurry.
It's so funny, and it's going to sound ridiculous me saying this. I have not ordered from McDonald's since pre-COVID. I mean, it's been that long.
I feel like I know that's false because I have Rhea's come home at McDonald's and you've had some.
Ivrea has potentially picked up McDonald's for me and her on a couple of occasions. Ivrea is a fan of McDonald's. I am not. I have not personally gone to a McDonald's since pre-COVID.
He's beating the system here. Guy's got a McFlurry in front of him. He's beating the system.
He's a bad guy.
Okay. Anyway. That's like, Pete, that's like when you make a ridiculous comment about Nick T and then Weir just goes, okay. I will say that my go-to order would be a cheeseburger and that's it.
No McFlurry.
No.
Big Mac.
Wow. Okay. All right. I mean, my go-to... Usually I'll do like, I mean, McDonald's Sprite is elite. Anyone tells you it's not is lying to you. McDonald's Sprite is better than any other Sprite you'll ever had.
They put something in that thing.
There's cocaine. In it. I love it. Sure. Yeah, there is. McDonald's Sprite for sure. Medium. I'm going to go crazy. I'll probably do two double cheeseburgers and I'll probably do like a 6-piece nugget with barbecue sauce. That's probably good. I'm not a big fry guy. I like fries, but not those kind of fries. So yeah, I'll do two doubles, Sprite and a 6-piece nug. Sure.
I'm also not a big McDonald's person, so I don't really have like a go-to, but I remember as a kid when my mom would take me there, like if I had a doctor's appointment and I missed school that day,
of course,
I would always get McDonald's breakfast. And I always remember
their breakfast wasn't bad. Yeah.
A little sausage there with the pancakes. Ooh. You mix in a little bit of egg. That was elite stuff.
You get a nice like Coca-Cola to dip the pancake in, make it a little softer. Yeah.
He always says something weird, man. Nope. Always. My God.
Thanks.
All right. We got
thank you, Kevin.
We got $10 from Colin Cleaves.
Thank you, Colin. Thank you for the generosity, Colin. All right. Liza's saying goodbye. Bye.
Bye, Liza.
Thank you. Good luck, dog. Appreciate you.
She's got to go to work.
How about on top of all these for Jump Fest? So we all take Dylan's suit, the mask from last year, and Pete and Cal's horrible football outfits, and you make a bonfire with them. Any objections?
Well, Pete, there's no way cool you have. That. You know what's an underrated element about that stupid Barrett Letty gif with the the money guns? You're in a San Francisco 49ers jersey.
Dude, what was it? 1,400 people saw me wear that last year. I sold, speaking of Weir, I sold that to Weir. That jersey is long gone. That was out of my house.
Can you imagine if,
as soon as I could.
You know Weir's wearing that to Jump Festa.
I don't care.
God. Yeah.
I don't care because I expect those things of Weir. I just don't want it on my body.
Sure.
Yeah, it's fair. Weir wore it yesterday. There you go. He wore it yesterday. That's
there
wild.
You go. Did Calibre sell his Taylor Swift Kansas City Chiefs jersey?
No, he still has it.
He probably wears it to bed. I guarantee it's like a sweatshirt.
I don't know about that.
He should rock it a little bit more. Nothing wrong with that. Colin, it's a great idea. We are only going to do that if it's like a few years without Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime and we have to like try to like
might have to
trigger like some sort of spiritual thing, then yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
If we get that desperate, dude, if we get that desperate. We also got
What are we doing? A seance?
Yes.
By the bonfire?
We'll bust out the Ouija board, dude. I know not to mess with stuff like that, dude, but if we get desperate, we get desperate. No.
Absolutely not.
Dude, we don't have a choice. Pete, we don't have a choice.
Reg and I have choices.
Yeah, we have choices. I'm not coming.
On you, man. If you want to subject yourself to whatever evil demons could come out of that, that's 100% you thing, brother. Keep that in Delaware.
Not for me, dude. I'm out.
Don't let that
for that reason.
All right, well, people, do it in your backyard, but you don't have to be a part of it.
Oh, my God.
No.
yeah, this is wild.
Despicable Dave, thank you for the $5 donation. Thank you for using the link. Just wanted to tell your chat that it's Movember. When men grow mustaches to raise awareness for prostate cancer, mental health, and suicide prevention, men's mental health is a huge deal as it's often overlooked. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
You know,
mental health in general is definitely something that people need to take care of more. And I think we as a society have gone in that direction, taking it more seriously, treating it more seriously, which is a wonderful thing. But yeah, especially there is still like a little bit of a stigma with men, I think, and mental health and like therapy. So yeah, I think it's all very important stuff. And you know, No Shave November, it's a great thing to participate in because it's a great cause. And I think anything that is for a great cause is very, very worthy. So love that. Despicable Dave, by the way, one of the channels, you guys know this, I've talked to you guys about this off stream, one of the channel's greatest mysteries. Genuinely,
yes.
No idea who that is.
Never figure it out.
And we may never figure it out. And I've kind of never known.
It could be an actual Dave.
Well, that's the thing.
There's a guy named Dave.
Well, in my mind, it could be Despicable Dave, and he just has never written in the YouTube chat. I mean, a majority of people that watch me are lurkers, so it's certainly possible. But whoever Despicable Dave you are, thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it. And thank you for the donation.
Yes.
We're going to do one more, and then we are going to do
one more.
The pulse of the community.
Of the community. Let's go. We have $5 from Ice Aiden.
Thank you, Ice.
Pressure. Hello, Yugi Bros. I've wanted to ask if you could get a new Yu-Gi-Oh! Game that isn't traditional format. Would like a monster? Would you like a monster collector Yu-Gi-Oh!
Ice Aiden, thank you for the super chat. I think a monster collector like gacha kind of Yu-Gi-Oh! Would be interesting. I've said it many times, man. Let me create a character, put me in a sandbox world similar to like a GTA, have every single character that has ever dueled in the entire franchise, every character that has ever dueled, and NPCs, and have them as the people, and you can randomly encounter duelists, you can duel them, there's a story mode, you can do certain missions. I think that would be so fun. You know, you don't have to have guns in the game, obviously, but you know, shoot some bullets with those dual discs, man. I'm
yeah, you're playing shadow games. I mean, that's as dangerous as
sure, right? Like if you like enter a bar and like Yami Marek is sitting there at the bar, you're in a shadow game, dude. You're in a shadow game, and if you lose, like something really bad should happen to you. Like there should be actual stakes.
I'd love a game that was so hard where like you have to beat all like the villains of the game, but if you actually lose, it's a straight game over. Oof. You have to restart. I know it would get so frustrating, but it would make you like build up your deck to get to that point where you can.
Yeah, but then what if you brick, dude?
That's
then you're done.
People
would use save.
You'd have to. You'd
true,
have to.
But
no, you gotta.
But
have
it'd be fun.
It would be challenging. Yeah. Little Tomato, thank you for the sub.
What if the first mission in that sandbox world
she
was you
scared
against the big
of a
five.
Tomato? Oh my God!
If I run into the big five, and I'm in like a vehicle in that game, Yeah.
No, no. Okay. Okay.
Okay. I was talking about Duel. Wait a minute. Where are you going with this?
I just want to know if you believe you have the confidence to beat them.
I have the confidence. I'm not worried about the Big Five. The Big Five really don't intimidate me. No man on that group intimidate me in any way. The Big Five do not intimidate
me. But you're just starting the game, so you have a starter deck. You haven't gotten any upgrades. You sure you can be able to beat them?
Yes.
All right. Wow.
Just like there's six characters I'd feel confident in beating at the beginning of the game. The Big Five and Cho.
Come on.
If I run into them, I'm feeling real good about the start of the game.
What about Rally?
Oh, Rally. Oh, please. Come on.
I'm just saying. They'd Rally be in the game.
Yeah, if Rally's in the game, you know, yeah. I guess Rally would be in the game, but no.
Some people say the king did nothing wrong.
I would agree with those people.
I don't know about that, man. That was a little messed up.
Allegedly, nothing was proven.
He basically get charged with manslaughter for being tagged.
Nothing was proven. I didn't see it in court.
If you're a good duelist, they waive those charges, man.
Yep.
Just like if you win the Super Bowl.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
I'm dead, dude.
We have one from Pick Rick. You want to just do picks and then we'll jump into the polls?
Do we have one for Pick? Hold up.
Pick the Rick.
Oh, we do. Yes. We have $5.01 Canadian from Pick the Rick.
Pick. Thank you, Pick.
Would you guys be satisfied if we got a new card game anime announcement, but they promote it as the Big 10th Yu-Gi-Oh anime?
Oh yeah, I mean that. I think Pickrick has to be asking so that ironically.
I think because he's saying that they would consider the Chronicles the 9th Yu-Gi-Oh.
Right, right. Yes, I would be totally fine with that. I'm not one of those people that would get worked up about the terminology. If the higher-ups want to consider the Chronicles as the official 9th Yu-Gi-Oh! Series and they announce a 10th Yu-Gi-Oh! Series, I personally would be totally fine with that. I would never be one of those people. It's like, oh, the Chronicles isn't actually Yu-Gi-Oh! No, man, if I was one of those people, I'd become the person that I hated. And I would definitely never become that type of person. And even though, like, I've talked about my... you know, issues with the Chronicles and my personal struggles to like really get into it. In no way, shape, or form have I ever said it's not Yu-Gi-Oh! Or it's a bad product. And that would not change even if they came out and said, oh, this is Yu-Gi-Oh! 9. That wouldn't change.
Fair enough.
Fair.
Cool. Pick
I still
Rick.
Think what they should do
yeah.
at the end of all of these arcs is they should just put them all together in a video and re-release that. I think it would do actually a lot of numbers of just having 30 continual minutes of whatever that arc is, I think people would watch that.
Oh, yeah.
Fully agree. Fully agree.
Strongly agree.
Yeah, yeah. I hope they do that. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the Charmers does. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the pulse of the community. We are going to read. So this is a little different because I've been told it is just one comment and one video clip associated with a comment that the boys will be reading. So Pete's going to read one, Dredger's going to read one, but these are comments. They're not always like ridiculously negative about me, but usually they are very, you know, negative about either me or about the show. And we dive into it. So Pete, my friend, would you like to begin?
Yes, sir. Let's do it. So this is one of like, kind of like your, generic kind of style videos you had and pulled this comment, which it goes on for a bit, so stay with
me. Yeah, dude.
So, honestly, for what 7/ Go Rush are, I rather have nothing than that.
Oh, one of these people.
You
mentioned
that, boy.
You gotta love it. You mentioned that we didn't hear about plot rewriting for Rush Duel-related series, but ambitions for the series are indefinitely lower than before, both in plot and in animation. As much as I dislike Arc 5 and Vrains and how botched they are, at least they tried to put stakes and some variety. Both 7 and Go Rush are just jokes. Badly written, unfun jokes. They don't have to care about consistency or plot because anything will fit. I mean, when a pro tag gets turned into a t-shirt, you know that you could just throw anything in. Animation is also god-awful. Only monsters are Okashi, which he then put in animation, not in design. But the rest, it reminded me of the ugliness of the Card Fight Vanguard season one reboot or whatever that was, which is more jarring considering that the character design is cheaper and made easier for animation. The last thing. So this is his last thing. This is the last thing.
Thank God. Even though we're only about halfway through.
For this comment, because I have a lot of other problems with this, the last thing is having exactly four turns per duel for 95% of duels makes the thing just super predictable and boring as hell. If you go first, you probably will lose.
That's true.
I know there's a joke that it's the opposite of Master Duel, but I'm not in the mood. They're not in the mood.
Okay.
No, okay. No ambition, no consistency. Just a low-quality product, better nothing than a piece of that. But in the end, whatever. Co-money is awful. It's not a surprise. And somehow, I'm glad that Tsugi Takahashi didn't have to see what, and then they bleep it out, basically BS, they are doing with his work anymore.
So this guy's just an asshole. Okay, I got you. I actually wasn't gonna call him that up until the very last line.
I was trying not to curse for that.
Yeah, no, and you did a good job. I was trying not to not to say anything too disparaging, as I usually don't with these sorts of comments. And this one really isn't directed at me at all, but to invoke Takahashi's name and to imply that he's better off not with us anymore so that he doesn't have to watch these shows to prove some sort of point about how bad these shows are. It shows how shitty it's a very shitty thing to say. And again, excuse my language. I've been cursing a lot this episode. I do apologize for that.
Right.
That almost really debunks every argument. There's a couple of things I kind of agree with. If you go first, you probably will lose. Yeah, that did happen a lot. But I think what's absolutely ridiculous with people like this, as much as I don't like Arc 5 and Vrains and they are so botched. So, dude, why are you still watching Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime? That's what I wrote down. Doesn't like Arc 5, doesn't like Vrains, doesn't like Sevens, doesn't like Go Rush, doesn't like Card Fight Vanguard. He brings up Vanguard in this. Dude, maybe you should watch something other than card game.
Yeah, it sounds like
anime.
He needs a different...
Dude,
yeah,
I couldn't imagine if I did not like a franchise, hate watching, but there's so many people that do. And this guy clearly did watch because he talks about Udius being turned into a t-shirt. Now, that does happen still pretty early on within two arcs. I don't know how much of Go Rush this guy actually watched. But yeah, this is just kind of your typical, like, Rush sucks, you know, kind of comment. And, I mean, it's a good find, Peter.
I thought it was a nice one for you to chew into.
Yeah, you know, and again, it's like, again, you want to make all those cases, that's fine. My main rebuttal would be, why are you still watching Yu-Gi-Oh? But then, like, again, to imply the stuff about Kazuki Takahashi, like, it's an a-hole thing to do. And it just, it's really crappy. So that kind of almost removes the whole, like, legitimacy of the argument if you're gonna use the creator's death to try to, like, improve your argument. You have no argument in my mind. So, you know.
Yep.
How would you know how he would have reacted to what
he also was part? I mean, he also right, and he also was part of, like, the, like, consulting for switching to Rush.
Yep.
He was clearly behind
yep.
it all,
yep.
but
he was behind the idea of making the game simpler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yugi Boomers.
Yeah. Yugi Boomers. I mean, really. I mean, they are. I mean, because this person hates the last four shows. I don't know why you're still watching Yu-Gi-Oh! And why you're still... I don't know why you're also still
Powerful.
Why are you still in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime space? Like, why are you commenting on a Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime discussion video if you've hated the last four shows? And if you've hated Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime since 2016, why? It's been 10 years. Move on to a different, like, fandom. Like, that's the part that
maybe they
that
did
shocks
it just
me.
To get on the show. Maybe that was the whole reason.
maybe they're rage baiting for the Pulse. Although, Pete, I have a feeling that is not the case. Dredge, you said that this next one is one that you pulled off of Twitter.
X, I believe it is.
Okay,
right?
Yeah,
is it
well,
Twitter.
You are.
I don't even know anymore.
You are correct. Yeah. I still call it Twitter, but.
It is. I mean, it is Twitter.
Okay, yeah. Dredge, would you like to read this one?
Yeah, Yeah, I will start it off, and then I'll read it, and then we can play. I think it's a short video clip, I believe. We found
there is a
this.
Video yes, clip. Perfect. It's 48 seconds.
Oh, perfect. Achievement unlocked. Tell me you're entitled without telling me you're entitled. 48 seconds of Dylan from UU Everything sounding straight up E-N-T-I-T-L-E-D. Hashtag Yu-Gi-Oh! Fans or hashtag DJ6 fans. Same energy. We want it now.
So this is, well, they didn't tag me.
It should be good.
But great job to the team for finding this one. So we're going
to add the cross.
We're going to play the 48-second clip. And in this clip, I am apparently being very entitled.
Oh, I'm ready for this.
Okay, so we're going to play the clip. Okay. But here's the thing. I'm 31 years old. I know how my mind works. I know how my emotions work. And I've heard so many times, if you keep your expectations low, you won't be disappointed when nothing gets announced. That does not work for me at all. That is complete BS, for me at least. Yep. Even if I was able to switch my brain to say, we're not going to get anything. If we don't get anything at Jump Festa, I'm going to be sad. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be disappointed. I'm going to be maybe even a little bit devastated, whether I was expecting to get something or not. So that's why I say, screw it, man. I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to be pumped. I'm going to be excited. And I'm going to try to will the universe to give us another Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime. I believe in the power of optimism. I believe in the power of positivity. And really, for me, even if I'm not being optimistic, if we don't... It was to play to the 7:38 mark, so that is, that's where we are. Does this person know what the word entitled means?
I don't believe so. I think we need to get them a dictionary, ASAP. I'm concerned they're having a mini stroke. I think we need to get them checked out. This is like the
what about that was entitled?
Like, after watching that video, at no point in that video did you seem entitled. Did you come off as entitled? You gave an opinion. You gave your reaction to what could happen. But at no point did you say, we deserve, I need, I should get, all these, you know, keyword terms when you're talking about someone who's entitled. You didn't use a single one. So, yeah, I'd like to call an ambulance for this person to get them checked out. I'm concerned they're having mild infarction in their brain, and I'm concerned about their health moving forward, because I just can't imagine where they thought you were entitled. I got nothing.
If they wanted, crazy. if they changed the word entitled to desperate, I don't even think that would have made the pulse. I don't even think that would have made the pulse, because I would have fully agreed with that. There were plenty of other words, desperate, even hopeless, hopeless, but entitled. For talking about my mindset of why I'm going to be optimistic and why I'm going to be hopeful and why I believe in the power of all that stuff. No way in hell was that entitlement. No way. No way.
Dylan, you want to know something funnier? This person also added you another point in time on Twitter and literally said they love your content. They asked you about filler. So I'm not sure if, again, this pulls into my brain infarction thing, because one day they're
now
just
Now I'm interested who this is.
Yeah, this is, it's one of those things that, like, it was like a couple of weeks, I think, later, after they just like, hey, man, like, love your content. You know, what do you think about filler? Like, it's like, are you the same person?
They tweeted that they love my content, and then they tweeted that I'm an entitled baby.
I mean, Dill, this is why I'm very concerned for their health and want them to get checked out by medical doctor.
I mean, that's definitely interesting.
They need a neurologist.
Listen, again, desperate, sure. Hopeless, sure. But entitled, man.
But you weren't even that far gone. I mean, and then the emojis, the we want it now. You never said, you said that in the video. Okay, he's quoting you.
I'm not demanding a new show.
Yeah, but no, but even by putting that in the comment, Dill, she's basically like trying to quote you. Like, you said, we want it now. You never say that.
No.
She's making stuff up. It's just totally inaccurate. I really want them to get checked out. I'm genuinely concerned. I may have to message this person to see if they're okay.
Well, you know, don't.
I'm concerned. It's crazy.
Listen, while people are
sure. Wrong with a little bit of optimism.
By the
man.
Way, and by the way, I'm shocked that people on the internet are being dramatic about something and making stuff up.
Oh man, I mean that never happened.
Yeah, that's the part that I'm really, really personally hurt
Everyone's
by.
Everyone's so rational and lovely, and it's just a great community all over the internet about everything.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Interesting two comments there, boys. But listen, that was the pulse. I think we're probably gonna wrap this up, man. We are officially in Jump Festa season. Great having you on again, Pete, on the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Show. Great having you on again, Dredge, on the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Show a couple of days before your big day. So very happy.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Very happy that you came on. Woo! I'm gonna let you guys promote whatever is going on in your busy. Beautiful worlds, content-wise, anything like that-wise. I want to thank everybody for watching, and please follow these gentlemen down below. All their stuff is linked. Huge thank you to them.
Yes, I have. I have a wedding coming up, so I've been very active on Twitch, and I probably won't be for the foreseeable future. Hopefully, we can get some streams going. You know, be around Thanksgiving, December. We'll see if we can get something going there. But until then, I'll see you on the next After Dark, or the next Chronicles podcast, or the next Talking Yu-Gi-Oh. So I'll see you soon. But Pete, what's going on?
Dredge, is there a wedding stream that's going on?
I could set a super unrealistic goal to make sure it doesn't happen, but I don't think that's necessary. So
I'll talk to Kenny. We'll try to see.
See what Kenny says. See Kenny and Latrell. See if they're available to do some camera work, and then we can figure that out.
Don't even joke around with Kenny about it, dude.
I know that's why I said camera work. I didn't specify anything.
Bring
else.
A whole desk and a whole setup.
God.
He's
gonna have a whole like click check take one.
Oh,
boy. Please don't.
Oh, I love that guy. Run a YouTube channel, as you guys probably know, Clueless Gamers. Do a First and 10 football podcast with my friend Brian over there. There'll be a new episode out probably on either Friday or Saturday. Of this week, where we'll be talking about all the latest games. We'll be giving our picks. And, of course, the trade deadline just passed
yesterday.
Oh, man. A lot of interesting moves, even with Dill's New York Jets.
Big day for the Jets, man. Big day.
We'll be talking about that stuff. But, yeah, come check that over there and on Twitter, PeeveCarrot21.
Cool, man. Well, definitely follow Pete if you like football. Follow Dredge for content. And, huge shout-out to the team. Huge thank you to Dredger and Pete. Huge thank you to everybody who came by, donated. I think we got one last super chat from Electric Kevin. Thank you, Kevin.
We did. It came in, yes.
Who do y'all think would win in a duel between Asana and Phaser? That's tough. I'm going to go Asana.
I'm going Asana.
Yeah.
Phaser's good,
I'm not a Phaser
underrated.
Fan. He is, but I'm still not a Phaser fan. I think it's Asana. It's close, but it's Asana, I believe.
I can't believe a human to dragon transformation had so much negative aura attached with it.
It looked like the dragon just dude.
Yeah, whatever the opposite that the Gen Z, Gen Alpha kids called negative aura farming, whatever the opposite of aura farming is, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah, no, it was awful. So
it was wasn't great.
And as a duelist, I just think Asana was consistently better throughout her show. But I think it'd be a fight. I think I'd look at that duel and I'd say they're fighting. They are fighting, man. Wow. But I'll go Asana. I'll go Asana. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Kevin. I really, really appreciate all of you. To everybody that donated and super chatted, thank you so, so, so much for supporting the show, for supporting the podcast. Once again, huge thank you to Dredger. Huge thank you to Pete, and a huge thank you to all of you. This concludes the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Show, episode 10. And remember,
behavior's a language.
Behavior's a language. Thank you all so much for watching. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I hope you have an amazing day.
An amazing day.
Take care, guys.